Welcome to Mommy Heal Thyself. We feature guests who provide you with the tools, resources, and strategies you need to say no to a life of pain and suffering from all forms of preventable disease, toxic drugs, and unnecessary surgeries. We hope to inspire you to boldly reclaim your ability to heal and to serve the ones you love.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Mommy Heal Thyself. Today, we are here with Julie Wentz. She's the founder and trustee minister of Freedom Healthcare. Julie has an extensive background in marketing and management in big box retail management, senior living communities, and technology startups, along with decades of event planning. She received a bachelor's at Oregon State University and spent 6 months in Vienna, Austria, at the University of Vienna, obtaining her international business degree. She was a respite foster parent for West Valley in Arizona and has recently moved to Tennessee to further expand Freedom Healthcare. The goal is creating the new paradigm for healthcare and the future of America's foundational health based on creation's design. It's time to create the new standard of health for humanity. She also launched her first children's book in November 2024. 'Twas the night before Christ's birth. Soon to be the new Christmas Eve tradition, reminding young and old alike that Jesus's birth is the reason for the season. A melodic story along with beautiful artwork makes the Christmas book a treasure. It also provides a QR code for the reader to scan to hear the narration of the story, along with the original music score written just for this book. So, everyone, welcome, Julie. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Michelle, for having me.
I am super excited about so many things that you're doing. And I didn't realize you too were a respite foster care mommy.
Were you one also?
I was. And actually, I later turned around and adopted her. So, yeah. And then that became the story of going back and forth with the Department of Children and Family Services and all kinds of crazy nonsense, which is why we need your organization, Health Freedom. So tell us a little bit more about how you came to get into this space of creating this powerful new organization, and what is it that we need to know to empower ourselves as women with regards to this issue?
Well, it's a long story. I'll make it short. It started in February 2020, and a lot of the things. So I was living in Arizona. I had a nice little tiny life with my dog and I, you know, not doing anything extravagant. And when everything hit in 2020, I was just like, something's wrong. Something's really wrong. And all of the discernment and the wisdom that God continues to give me just kind of put me in a place of like, there's something going on here, and it's just not right. So I was supposed to start a choice of two really good jobs in 2020. Those disappeared when everything went into lockdown. And I ended up doing quite a bit of freedom fighting work for people that were in Arizona. So we went after trying to take down the state of emergency and really just trying to help people. And we realized when things were going on that I had learned how dishonest the systems were across the board, whether it was our legal system, whether it was the government in Arizona, like everything. I was just learning things quickly because it didn't make sense. Things just didn't make sense. And then when they started making the medical providers or any of the frontline workers in Arizona take the vaccine, I thought, oh my goodness, I know what they're doing. So we started helping the medical professionals in the big systems with a three-part document process. And again, I don't have a medical background. I don't have a legal background. God was really teaching me a lot of things during this time to just try and help people. So we did a three-part document process. One was a notice. It also had to do with informed consent. The second one was an affidavit, and the third was a cease and desist. And these were specifically done for the medical professionals and served on the CEOs and the HRs of the three big systems that were in Arizona. We did Banner, Honor, and Dignity. So created these document processes and ended up helping all of these medical professionals not have to take the shot and hold their job. So we were 99.99% successful, as well as other nurses in California were reaching out. So we're really trying to help people. But during this time, my friend and I were chatting, and she's like, "We need to start a new healthcare system." And I was just like, no, like that's too big of a thought. And you know, the existing system has been in place for, you know, 110 years, 120 years. And she just goes, "How do you know that God doesn't have you right here, right now for something like this?" So she kind of pulled an Esther on me, and I thought, well, I'm just gonna pray about it. So I prayed about it for a couple of weeks and just kept thinking, okay, Lord, you've given me, you know, the gifts that you've given me, the talents you've given me. I can think outside the box. I have a business background. I can see the bigger picture of what needs to be done. But I said, you have to bring the people. Like, you have to bring the people to make this happen. So that was almost 3 years ago. And there's been this foundation that's being built to help people step out of the existing sick system into a place of true healing, where all of the words and the visions that God has given me along the way to show me the direction that we're going, we really are going back to creation. We're going back to how He made us perfect as babies and going back to creation for healing. But it stems and starts from a spirit mind body focus and then nature-based healing. So that really kind of revolved around, we know we had to shift out of the system that we're in because the entire thing is based on pharmaceuticals. It's not looking at the root cause. And we have to change and go into a new paradigm, not even just run parallel, because there's a lot of groups out there that are talking about a parallel system. We're not going to run parallel. We're not just going to step out and give the same. We need to get people to a place of healing. And that starts from a spiritual perspective. And again, because everything has been turned upside down by evil, people don't realize that they can actually be healed by their creator. So the whole idea is creating a new paradigm of health, but it really is the original old paradigm of health that we were born with and we have every right to access as God's children.
So, what do you find is a common thread in terms of people who are seeking to align themselves with the Freedom Healthcare?
They're, for use of a better word, they're awake. They're aware of the things that have happened the last few years in regards to health. They're now learning about vaccines and the detriment of those, including ones for children. They're starting to see that they're, and they've probably seen this for a while, no one's getting healed. No one's getting healed in the system. It's just a constant thing of keeping you sick and then just giving you pharmaceuticals to keep you going. So it's just band-aids. So I think a lot of it is they really want something different. Like, I don't want to be sick anymore. I want to be healed. What does that look like? How do I get there? But because we've been slaves of the existing system for so long, we really don't know any better until we start searching. And this is also an internal search of, okay, there has to be spiritual aspects that I need to be healed from as well. I think it's a few different things for people, but I think really a lot of it is people are waking up and really want something different, and they're searching.
So, what is the difference with Freedom Healthcare? And well, let's backtrack. Tell us a little bit more about what is Freedom Healthcare and how is it different from what people traditionally think of when they hear the word healthcare?
So it started out with just, you know, I would hear words from God. I had no idea what they meant. I heard the word DPC. I didn't know what DPC was. I had to look it up. So the first thought was these would just be spirit, mind, body, nature-based healing clinics across the country. They would be direct practitioner clinics. And then as I started hearing more and it started shifting, it really is going to be and is a four-phase system or a community, because it will include a telehealth. It will include direct practitioner clinics with urgent care fusions, because you can do 95% of everything that happens in a normal hospital in a clinic. There's only a couple of things you can't. And then micro hospitals, so small specialty hospitals for those things you can't, whether it's cardiac or whether it's birthing centers and NICUs, smaller hospitals, but mainly also education centers, because all the practitioners and doctors and everybody coming forward need to learn the truth about how to heal and not just prescribe drugs. So this is the idea of this is bigger than we even think, because it's going to get people to a place to learn how to actually heal and get people to that place of healing. And then also the transition that has to happen, because I know where we're going. God's shown me where we're going. I know where we're going. But people can't see that yet, and we're so used to the system that we have to transition. There has to be a bridge out to help people with the basics, and then go, okay, we've helped you get out of the system. We've got the basics here. Now, let's show you what healing looks like. Now we're going to take you on the journey of what's appropriate for you to find that healing spiritually, emotionally, physically, because not one size fits all. There's going to be different things for different people, but it still all starts from a spiritual perspective. That piece has to be foremost. Even when we were trying to figure out, I was looking at all the verbiage for the website, and I had, okay, you know, body, mind, spirit, all this stuff. And God goes, that's backwards. And I'm like, what? Like, what are you talking about? That's backwards. I'm like, oh my gosh, we've even been turned upside down there. It's spirit, mind, body. The body is the base, the spirit's the point. That's the main point that we have to start people healing. So it's different than what anything that's been out there other than when we started in creation.
You know, I love what you're saying. It resonates with what we have been doing for over 20 plus years in terms of our nonprofit and our for-profit. And I would love for you to go a little bit deeper in terms of why the importance of recognizing spirit. Why is that so critical?
I think there's a lot of pieces to that. I don't even think we have the full overview yet. You know, God gives you tidbits. But the biggest point is we know that we deal with generational issues. We deal with things in our family, like it says in the Bible, the sins of the father to the third and fourth generations. There's things that we deal with in our families that have caused health issues and continue to cause health issues or psychological issues or trauma issues. So all of these things that start all the way back in our family generationally need to be addressed spiritually so that that person can start the healing process spiritually as well as mentally and emotionally. And that will kickstart healing in their body. Because when those things are fixed and taken care of and worked through, their body's not going to be hanging on to the trauma or hanging on to the evil that's been hanging on in there, hanging on to those things that are generational. And I guarantee just about everybody out there has something that resides in their family that they probably had to deal with. And those really have a spiritual foundation that needs to be healed for them to move forward mentally, emotionally, and physically.
So now, when we look at Freedom Healthcare and someone is considering this, what would you say is the type of person who would do well within the family of Freedom Healthcare? And who is it that it's like, you know what, maybe you're not ready for this right now. So let's not overstress you trying to jump through those hoops. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. When we look at the current insurance system, 5 to 10% of the people are the big money users, the ones that have significant health issues, whatever that stem from. So that means 90% of the population is basically healthy or may have a few issues, but they're not the big money users of the insurance system. So they would be able to handle the basics. Now, I would think someone that isn't ready for this, first off, they're not willing to be their own champion for health, their own health. So somebody has to really step out and care enough and not believe what the system is telling them and care enough to want to get healthy and care enough to do something about it. Whether that really is changing a diet, whether that is really physical activity, whether that is getting into your Bible and understanding that healing is actually in there. People have to actually be their own champion for health. So if they want to be healed and not want to deal with this anymore, that would be someone that would want to get involved with this because this is a bigger umbrella of the things that are going to be provided. People that this might not fit would be ones that are happily eating all the garbage that's being given to us out there in the grocery stores, that when you walk in, every single thing you're looking at is poison, like everything. It would be the ones that are on a lot of medications and they're comfortable just sitting in that place. If they don't care about their health, or they don't care about making a change, or they don't care about being around longer for their family, if they don't care about those things, then we're not going to be able to help them. But if they care about making a change for them, for their kids, for their grandkids, being around those things, if they care enough about their health and want to do something, those are the ones that would be a great step. Because the whole idea is, when you look at, and this would have to do with the transition that we just launched, when you look at having to pay into the system, the money you have to pay in for insurance, and then those deductibles, and how many people never use the money that's paid into the system. That's why the systems are so,
Global.
fluff full of, they're bloated. They're getting all that money from people every single month, but people are healthy. I have a perfect example I use a lot is some friends I have here. They pay $600 a month insurance each. They have a $6,000 deductible, and they go see a naturopath. They don't use the system, but it's only there for what I call the what if. What if there's a car wreck? What if there's a heart attack? So we've looked at this over this period of time. Let's give people the basics super affordably to step out and also have something that takes care of that what if, so they can leave that place where they never get their money back out of the system, come into something that's affordable that we've created, and then start looking at, all right, look at the education that's already there for people to start finding this. Look at the risk assessments and the foundational part. Let's look at the spiritual piece. All of these were in that place of building the foundation to be able to give people what they're going to need to heal. And I remember, and you'll know this person, but I won't say the name. I remember a conversation that I had once with someone regarding this foundational risk assessment. And he happened to say, Julie, people do this when we figure out what's going on in their gut or orally in their head or whatever. They're not going to need doctors anymore. And I was just like, that's the point. That's the point of all of this, is to get people to that place where they're their own champion for their health. They can take care of themselves. They know what that looks like. And they can continue to help their family and friends with it as well. So this transitional piece helps them out. There's also a way for them to save that extra money safely that they would have been putting in the current insurance system. And then for getting them to these places in education to help them. But also, like with what you're doing, bringing together supportive clinics and mobile ministries, as we call them, under the umbrella of Freedom Healthcare, as we bring together affiliate clinics that are out there that are focused on some portion or all of the spirit, mind, body, and nature-based healing. we're bringing together these practitioners so that people can find them as well, so that they can be working with them as well. We provide the basics. Freedom Healthcare, the goal of it really is the umbrella. So everything we do is to support the practitioners that come on board, as well as the members. What do we do to help everybody and keep them safe and keep them protected moving forward, but create this overarching goal of providing what's needed out there with the whole focus on the spirit, mind, body, and nature-based health?
And you know, one of the things that you mentioned that I think is so critical is that we're constantly hearing people talk now more than ever before, about health freedom, health freedom. And it sounds good, it sounds sexy, but the part that people don't want to talk about is that you cannot have freedom without responsibility and accountability, you know? And that is what I love about what you're sharing with us, that Freedom Healthcare is giving those people who are ready to stand up and say, you know what? I'm going to take responsibility for my own health, for those people to have that opportunity of getting the support that they need to be able to take charge of their health. And in doing so, I would actually push back on the person that you were talking about before when he said that we wouldn't need doctors anymore. I think, really? If you really understand the meaning of the word doctor, which is to teach,
yes,
this is the perfect
yes.
opportunity for doctors to go back to actually being doctors as opposed to being drug pushers.
Right,
pushers
exactly.
Of all kinds of other unnecessary interventions that actually make the situation worse and create a system of dependency for the long run. But that's me on my soapbox.
No, and you're right, because they should be what they were supposed to be before Rockefeller, Carnegie, Rothschilds took over in the late 1890s, and then the Flexner Report. What they were before that, the practitioners, the naturopaths, the homeopaths, the alternative healers, the doctors are supposed to be teachers to help people heal themselves. Well, you're right. Now all they are is drug pushers. And pharmacy is pharmakia, and it means sorcery. We've been deceived. And it's time to get out of the deception and get to the place that God actually created for us, which is perfect healing, which we were born with, and get back to that place. People have to be willing. I mean, I know the ones that are awake, they're waking up, they're seeing it, but it really is a journey for people because we've been lied to for so long about the truth. And now we have to get people to that truth so that they can find their way back to healing.
Well, I am so super excited about giving you the opportunity to make our community aware of what Freedom Healthcare is. So if you could take the last couple of minutes to really delve into what are some of the benefits of being part of the Freedom Healthcare community, and what does that look like?
There's a lot of benefits. If somebody wants to go to freedom-healthcare.us, that's our website, under membership, there is an entire list of things that are benefits right now that people can be a part of. Membership, we are 508(c)(1)(a) private ministerial association, so we're considered a tax-exempt entity. We're like a nonprofit. So we work on donations. We're based on donations to help people get out there, as well as the supportive clinics and the mobile ministries. And there's reasons for that. But there's everything from, again, the transition that just launched, which is the very basics for people that if they want to pick a couple plans, they can have a telehealth piece. They can have a counseling piece. There's access to virtual primary care, urgent care. There is a nationwide pharmacy. There is actually a medication program for folks that may need it. Now, the reason these things are there, even though we're going to a place of healing, the reason these things are here are giving people the basics to feel secure enough to step out of the big money, come into something that's affordable, And there's also that what if there's a catastrophic option. So they can choose those. Then there's education. So there's education for practitioners that may want to learn something new. We have collaborations with Functional Nurse Academy. When nurses, if they want to actually create a mobile ministry, they can do that. We have education through EHI. We have a collaboration with Health Revival Partners. Something else is launching there. We have different education pieces, but then more member benefits. There's a huge library of information. We have, oh my goodness, it's all on the website. We have Pure Blood Ministry, which is something that we started when we started because we knew what was going to happen to the blood with these vaccinations. So we've created a private database for folks that may have upcoming surgeries or maybe an upcoming birth. If they need to connect with someone, we have a private database that's included. There's a whole bunch more. They can go to the website. They can see it. Membership, super inexpensive. It's $43 a month. That's actually a donation, and it goes towards what we continue to do. But there's affiliate providers on there. There's actually also a new practitioner program for practitioners that come on if they want to partner with Azure Well and Azure Standard. Mm-hmm. There's also discounts. We have lots of discounts for our members and different things, whether it's education or partnership products they can find on there. There's quite a bit, and there's more coming. There's a lot more coming.
And ladies, do not worry. We have the link in the show notes, so you don't have to worry about trying to remember what she said in terms of that long link, okay? We have the link available for you to in the show notes. And I really encourage you guys to go and look to see and learn more about Freedom Healthcare. It is fantastic. I was blown away when I saw what they were doing. And it's just awesome, awesome, awesome. Not just what they are doing, but the people that have gotten on board to become part of the community, the various providers that are part of the community. It is just fantastic. So now, Julie, I would love for you to share with us, what is the one thing that you feel is important for our audience to know that perhaps we didn't touch on yet?
Oh, let's see. One thing would be, at this point, with the knowledge that's out there, I would tell mamas to not give their kids vaccines anymore. Mm. I would say no, no, no. That's a biggie. But I really think, you know, if people want to understand more about healing, something as simple as getting in and reading your Bible. When you literally go through the Bible and you see how much God teaches us about healing, even when we were looking for the verse that was going to be at the head of Freedom Healthcare, because this is his baby. You know, this is that he wants this done. This is his baby. I'm just the hands and feet. So we ended up landing on Exodus 15:26, Exodus, because we are exiting the system. And 15:26 is, I am the Lord that heals you. And when people understand we are going back to our creator, we are going back to the place of healing, that they have to really do have it's a mind shift from what we've always known. But when you realize you can actually get healing from your creator, because he loves you and he was the one that made you, that's a huge thing. It's huge. But I think, you know, it's telling their friends what we're doing, having them, you know, watch you and sharing the information. If there's like-minded practitioners out there that are the same mission and mindset, send them our way. We're building a community across the country to help people, as well as looking at how do we get these clinics up and going for people as this grows? Because there's a lot of doctors and nurses that want to leave the system. And we're putting together the ways for them to exit the system and also be able to build a new healing center for themselves and the people that are around them.
Absolutely. Well, Julie, thank you so very much for taking the time to share with us today. And ladies and gents, remember what we say, peace and blessings, and we will see you in the next episode. God bless.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for tuning in for this episode of Mommy Heal Thyself. If you like what we're doing here, please share, subscribe, like us, and leave a comment. Your feedback is very much appreciated.